This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Theatre Yolo are on a mission to increase the awareness of the audio description services offered in the theatre. I'm joined now by Michelle Perez, Executive Director of Theatre Yolo. Michelle, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, can we take it back to basics, Michelle? For people who haven't tried it before, what's audio description in a theatre like?
So audio description explains what's happening on stage that you can't hear. So all the kind of facial expressions, all the visual jokes, the set and kind of any props that are explaining anything to do with the story. So audio description helps the customers follow along with the story in the same way as a visual audience.
Well, congratulations on the new short film produced by Theatre Yolo. Why has it been so important to include audio description in so many of the company's performances?
It's been really important to us to make sure that all of our shows are accessible to every child across Wales and beyond, to make sure that everyone has some enjoyment. And the audio description that we do in the touch tours is suitable for the children, but also if they have adults in their life that have any form of sight loss, so that it makes a family visit to Theatre Yolo show really accessible and really open and enjoyment for everybody.
And you're a trained audio describer, Michelle. How have you found working in the space over the past few years? What was the training like and how do you enjoy actually putting that together?
The training was fascinating. It was over a long period of time where we got to learn all about how to actually audio describe and how to think on your feet and how to explain what's going on in a really brief way in the gaps between the dialogue, and to really kind of think about not over describing too much, which is the biggest kind of criticism we hear from audiences, is that the audio describers talk too much when people can really follow along the story anyway with certain dialogue and explanations. So that I found the training fascinating because it sounded easy when I first started. And then when you actually do it, it is really difficult trying to get the right amount of information to the customers. And with live theatre, obviously things change and things go wrong. So trying to respond to what happens in the moment is really interesting and keeps me on my toes and my brain active.
And you mentioned feedback. Have you had a lot of feedback from blind or partially sighted people who've been to your productions in the way that audio description is used?
We've had lots of positive response from audiences who've had audio description. And in particular, when we shot this film, we did a call out for a young family member who had sight loss. And we found the lovely Corbin, who had never been to a theatre show before, let alone an audio describe show. And his experience of being able to go on the set before the show, get a really close up look at the colours, the textures, the materials, and be able to feel all the elements of the set, and then get to play with a prototype of the puppet. So to really understand how the puppet moves, so help him be able to see all the detail in the actual show later on. It was a really enriching experience, and he really enjoyed the experience. I really feel like it was life changing for him and his family, because they'd never even really knew what audio description was. And I feel like once you've tested it and you've seen the experience of what you can get, most people are really enthusiastic. In particular, the touch tours are such a great way of being able to give them backstage access and make people feel really special. So I love giving touch tours.
At what point in the process does audio description appear? Is it one of the sort of the very last finishing touches, or is it something that is sometimes being thought of actually during earlier stages in the production?
With Theatre Yolo, because I work there and I'm all part of the process of the show from the beginning, we start with audio description thoughts right at the beginning of the production. So sometimes we can include integrated audio description within the script, which is sometimes really easy to do in children's work, because the script is quite poetic, is quite narrative, and explains to children what's actually going on. In our last show, it was based on a picture book, which was already quite self-explanatory in the language. So we kind of look at everything of the elements of the production and see what we can bring in that is integrated, and then what additional support we need. And in particular, looking at what is really useful for the touch tour and the sounds and explanations in the audio introduction, and the kind of just to give people a really rich understanding of where the show came from and what we're trying to do with it. But yeah, but when I'm booked as a freelancer, as an audio describer, that isn't always the case. I tend to be brought in at the dress rehearsal stage, and I work on my audio description script from a video then of that dress rehearsal as well. So it's a bit swings and roundabouts, but because I'm part of the company, Theatre Yolo, I'm able to get full access all the way through the producing process.
Where are we at the moment, do you think? What are provisions like for children and families who are visiting the theatre? Is something that AD is provided in many theatres in Wales?
It's still very, very lowly attended. There is still very low awareness, I would say, with families in particular. I think that that's why we felt really strongly that we needed to make this film and do a bit of a PR campaign to kind of raise the awareness, because I think people misunderstand what audio description is and feel that it's going to be really intrusive to their experience, when actually it's sort of like an invisible access service. The audience member is the only person who can hear the audio description. So you can go to the theatre in a family with very mixed abilities, and everybody will have a different experience, and have access to all of it without being impeded by each other. So we feel that there is very limited kind of knowledge of the service, and there isn't enough of audio described shows being offered up and down across Wales. Some of that is to do with the fact that they haven't got the equipment for that, but there is always a workaround. We tend to hire our equipment in, and we go up and down the country with our own equipment if they haven't got it in the venue. So there's always a way around it. But yeah, it's definitely, I feel like I'm banging on my drum to get more venues to do audio description for all the shows. So it should always be offered for every show that is at a theatre.
Well, we keep talking about it, Michelle, but where's the best place to go and watch the video that you've produced on audio description?
So it's on the Theatre Yolo YouTube channel, and it's called Find Out What Happens at an Audio Described Performance. So yes, it's fully captioned, it's fully audio, so hopefully everyone will be able to access it.
Michelle Perez, Executive Director of Theatre Yolo. Thanks very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.